New words and new meanings for old terms are coming as the English language changes by the year 2076. Back after this. Dr. Richard A. Mead is professor of English education in the School of Education at the University of Virginia, and he sees some changes coming for the English language.
The best indication of change in the next 200 years is past change. Language changes are made by the people who use the language, but they don't even realize that they are doing this. Before we mention a change or two taking place today, let's think about the past a bit. The English language came, of course, from Britain. In its form around the year 800, which we refer to as Anglo-Saxon or Old English, the language was so different from what we use today that we can't even read it now. It was a highly inflected language. That is, there were different forms for a single verb or noun or pronoun. By the 1300s, when the great poet Chaucer wrote his Canterbury Tales, it had lost some of its inflections. This was Middle English, and we can almost read it. Then 300 years later, about 1600, Shakespeare had written most of his plays in what we call early modern English. We can read them with many footnotes to help us, but today, many of the meanings of the words have changed, as have some of the forms. Inflections, though, were almost gone, even in Shakespeare's day. One change that is still going on is the loss of inflections. Perhaps all of them may go in the future. What do we mean by inflections? Our main ones today are the pronoun forms: I, me, my, mine, we, us, our, they, their, them. These forms are left from literally scores of them. For example, earlier Englishmen said I writ instead of I wrote, and they said you rot, spelled W-R-A-T, but essentially the same as our term wrote. Today, I writ is incorrect, and we use wrote in all six forms of the past tense of write. So forms, that is inflections, have become less and less, and they may all leave us. Maybe it would even be better if these few remaining forms did leave, because teachers often put so much stress on them trying to keep them from changing, which they cannot do. The forces for change are powerful linguistic ones. The sentence, "Who did you go with?" is an example. Whom is changing to who? Because the word is in the first position in the sentence where who is used so much anyway. Technically, it is in subject position, although it is really an object, with the form whom. But the subject position is causing people without technical grammatical knowledge to use the subject form who. This is a powerful unseen linguistic force. Other changes are caused by other such forces. Numerous people today, television and radio newsmen, newspaper writers, everyday talkers, say daylight savings time with an S, although the original form in use for years was daylight saving time with no S. Could it be that speakers now use the S form savings because it is analogous to the word savings in savings account at a bank? Forms change by analogy. Early in the next 200 years, savings time will become correct to stay, I think, and there will be other changes brought on by this force of analogy. There will be changes, too, in the meanings of words without changes in spelling. For example, the word fix once meant only to put something in a stationary position, but now who hesitates to say, I had my car fixed? There will be many more meaning changes like this one. New developments, inventions, discoveries, and the like add new words to the language. As, for example, blast off from the space program, or jet plane from air travel. Also, words take on new meanings with new situations. Many of us call the instrument panel of a car a dashboard, without realizing that the horse-drawn buggy had the first dashboard for debris from the horse's hoofs to dash against. So there will be new words and new meanings for old terms in the next 200 years. Let me sum up what I've said. There will be changes in word forms and in words themselves brought about by unseen dynamic linguistic forces. We don't know what they will be, but we do know some of the kinds and some of the causes.
Dr. Richard A. Mead, professor of English education in the School of Education at the University of Virginia, and a look at our changing language. I'm Ross Hunter.